Okay, can we continue or what? Are we going to take attendance?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take attendance, and then I'll put you right on the stack, and we can resume the conversation. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Is our secretary here? No. Okay. Robin, do you want to take roll then?
Yes, I can manage that. Let's see. Okay. Donald Goldmacher as secretary. Apparently he's not here. Grace Aaron as chair of the committee.
Here.
Oh, you are there. Okay. Jan Goodman. So Jan's not here. Adrian.
Here.
There. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Muscula Washington.
Here.
Okay, well, looks like we have a quorum then.
Okay, good evening. I forgot to tell everybody that we are the Personnel Committee, and I will be chairing for Jan. My name is Adrian, and we are going to begin with the question that we were talking about previously, SurveyMonkey. Robin, do you want to explain the problems with SurveyMonkey in terms of creating a team again?
Well, again, I had thought when it was set up, I wasn't involved in setting up the original plan and payments, that we could add all the members of the Personnel Committee. But when I went to try to do that this afternoon, SurveyMonkey wanted to charge us like double what we had already paid. And so I wasn't able to do that. Plus, I mean, the credit card that we charge is Adrian's, and I didn't have any authority to do that, and PMB hasn't given us an authority. So I'm kind of left in a dilemma what to do. As I pointed out, we've only received 9 responses out of, 79. So we have less than 10% response to the survey at this point. So it's fairly premature to start analyzing it in any case. But anyway, that's the situation. I don't quite know what to do.
This is Muscula.
I have a question.
To the stack.
Sure, Muscula, I got you, and Alex. But I do want
to
say
before
we begin. Okay, great. I do want to say before we start questions and debate on this that there is a way I think to do this.
I would like the audience to hear my point of view because there are people that listen, and they may not have heard it when I said it previously because I don't think we were live at the time. But I am saying, and I will say again, that I believe that there should be. Both sides of the PNB should be represented, and I believe that, Adrian, I believe you're associated with the so-called majority at this point, and I am so-called, and I don't like this, I don't like majority, I don't like any of that nonsense, because we should all be fighting for Pacifica, okay? But since it is already there, and it was there before I came on the PNB, and it is still now, I think that I should be represented as one of the recipients of the responses so that there is no hint of foul play or someone said and didn't do or anything like that, that we would know that this survey is absolutely legitimate and all the responses have been accounted for, et cetera. Okay? That's where I am.
Okay, thank you. I have a question. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, what does it mean to be part of a team in SurveyMonkey, and what extra privileges does that grant a person as opposed to just being on this committee and having access to the surveys after they've been completed? It's not clear to me what any of this means. Can somebody clarify that?
Okay, so I do want to say that there is a way to download the answers and then send them out to everybody. And there would be no, I'm looking at it right now, and the way that it's, presented, there would be really no way to alter the answers if they were downloaded and sent out to everybody. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Robin, have you looked into that at all?
Well, yes, that is one possibility. You can download a PDF, and that could be sent to the members of the personnel committee. And you basically see all that, you know, all the responses.
Back to the stack once Alex is finished. Matsukila.
I haven't gotten an answer to my question. Could somebody answer my question?
Well, the team, they're basically different. When you set up a team, you can grant different privileges. I do kind of worry about having, you know, all seven members of personnel being able to change anything in Survey Monkey. I mean, when this was presented originally, it was presented as if Survey Monkey is an easy thing to set up. The truth of the matter, I spent almost 5 hours so far on getting this set up properly. It has a terrible interface. There's so many little things where you can change one thing or another thing or another thing. And, you know, I certainly never would have chosen to volunteer for this, but we were at the trying to get it out, and no one else would volunteer, so I did. And as Adrian points out, there's no way that once the survey is sent out and people answer it, there's no way that anyone with whatever kind of access can actually change anybody's response or monkey with the survey. Let's put it that way. It's set up so that that's impossible, basically. That's one of the key points of SurveyMonkey, is that it's protected so people cannot manipulate a survey. That's just how it works.
Am I next?
Yes, Maskela, go ahead.
Yes. With all due respect to each of you, I still would like to be one of the people that has access, even if it's a PDF or whatever, or to receive the responses. I'd like to be one of those people. And I hope that this committee is fair and not minded enough to allow that to happen. Like I said, with all due respect to each and every one of you, I wish that I didn't have to do this, but I feel that I must. Thank you.
Okay, so just so that we're really, really clear on this, there's no way that any one person is going to be left out of receiving all the responses. We will all receive the responses, every single one on this committee. Robin, if you can download everything and send everything out, then that'll take care of that if it's in a PDF format.
Maskela again. Is that okay?
Go ahead, Maskela.
Yeah. Yep. Listen, I would only accept that if I start getting, starting with the 9 that have come in already, and that I am able to count up to 79. That's the only way I would accept that. Start sending me the 9, and I will be able to count to 79. And if I don't, you know, that's the only way. But really, I am pressing for being one of the people who receives the original downloads from Monkey Survey or whatever, Survey Monkey, whatever it is. Okay? I that's what I want, first and foremost, to be one of the two people that receives the responses directly from SurveyMonkey.
Well, the basic way that it's set up is PDF is downloaded, and then it can be sent to one or more of the personnel committee. And I can do that. There's no problem with that.
As I said, Rob, one of the two people that receives the original PDF from SurveyMonkey. I know what you can do. You've said it a number of times. I'm not accepting that. I would like to be one of the two people who receives the surveys from the company itself.
Okay, well, nobody's receiving surveys. I mean, the surveys are coming in, but nobody's receiving surveys. But let me ask you, I'm putting myself on the staff. Robin, would it be feasible to set up a link? Well, I think actually I'm looking at it right now. A link is there. we can all access it through this link. It's kind of like a dashboard. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, the problem is if you set up people accessing that, then they can access every aspect of SurveyMonkey. And
I don't think that's true.
Well, I tried to find a way to limit it, and if you know a way, you're welcome to figure it out. I could not figure out. As I say, SurveyMonkey is a lot harder to manipulate. I've been a computer professional for 30 years, but it's difficult, basically. So
Alex, I got you. But I'm going to do this right now if everyone's okay with it. I'm going to send out the link and see if we can all access it. Is that okay? Does everyone want to do that?
You can manage it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay.
This is Donald, just checking in.
I'm not speaking about SurveyMonkey in particular. I'm not particularly familiar with that software, but when you have software where there's an administrator and then end users, and you generally want to stick to one administrator because you will have, if you allow everybody or even more than one person to change settings and do all kinds of things, you could have you have the potential for chaos. So I think we should just stick to one administrator for the SurveyMonkey, and if it would alleviate Maskila's suspicions, just send her whatever surveys are sent as soon as they're sent.
Do not say suspicion. That is unfair. Okay.
Let's get on the stack to talk, please. Go ahead, Alex. Are you done?
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to make that point. We need multiple administrators for this kind of software.
Right. Well, what I'm sending out is going to be a view only. So nobody will be able to manipulate the data if it's a view only. So I'm sending it out as soon as I can here. Maskila, you are on the stack.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I know that I say things sometimes that people don't like. And I'm corrected, and I'm willing to take that as, hey, I accept it. We're all adults. So we will say things that affect other people in a negative way. And to me, that's Pacifica, you know? When I say, white supremacist, I mean it. And some people have problems with those words, but it's been proven as far as I'm concerned. But anyway... So I don't mean any harm. I'm just protecting myself and my station and want to do the best that I can for everyone, actually. I know you may not see it that way, but it's the truth, my truth.
I do see it that way, Maskila, I do. And I think we all feel the exact same way about what we're doing. I don't think that, I think everybody's for Pacifica, and I think that everybody's, no, that's my opinion. But anyway, okay, so I'm going to be sending this out right now. Does anyone else want to talk about something else while I'm sending this out?
Yeah, this is Donald for the stack.
Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know I'm on the call. Obviously, I missed some delicious interaction here. And somebody will catch me up later. Thanks.
I can catch you up right now really quick. So basically, we are looking at having everybody have equal visibility into the survey responses. I'm sending out a link right now to test it to see if everyone can do that. And that was Maskila's hope that would be the case, and I think everyone's hope as well, if it works out fine. And then... Also, sadly, SurveyMonkey is not proving itself to be the easiest or most transparent form of getting through this, except it's just they're hidden costs. And so that's something that Robin addressed. But anyway, okay, I hope you're caught up. Anyone want to discuss anything else while this is going out?
This is Grace. I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. So I believe that the responses to this SurveyMonkey survey are completely anonymous. In other words, that nobody has the ability to find out who sent a response. In other words, there's no name or identity linked to the response. Is that correct?
That is correct. I said it's totally anonymous, not even an IP address.
Okay. That's actually the only question I have for now.
Okay. So my computer's still working on this.
As I say, when I tried this, then they took me to start charging me more. So I hope you can find a way to do it. I could not find a way. So.
Yeah, I think this is something different, but I'm not. Just let me walk through it and we'll see.
Yeah.
Did you send that link yet, Adrian?
Yeah, I just tested it, and it looks like this will work. I'm sending it out right now.
And by the way, I don't know if it's you, Adrian, or maybe Jan, could remind people that this is going on, you know, with the holiday and all. I know a lot of people may still be on vacation, but I hope that, you know, we can remind people at least once or twice a week that we would like this survey returned by June 7th.
That would be a good idea. Robin, hold on a second. I just want to, okay, I'm sending it to Jan, Alex, Maskila, Grace, Dawn, Sabrina, and Robin, right?
Sure.
Okay, it's sent. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, we had agreed to send out reminders. What we met at the last meeting, I think the next reminder would be on June 1st. I would like to send out a reminder tomorrow because some people are back on vacation. There were a number of dates that Jan had planned.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
This is great. I think that's a good idea.
So I'll send out one tomorrow.
Great. Fantastic. Did everyone receive the link? And I just sent out the password.
Okay, I have the link. I guess I'm waiting for the password. Okay.
Yeah, I just sent it out.
This is what happened to me, that the password didn't get me access. So maybe other people are more lucky. I don't know.
Are you using the underscore? We don't need to say the password out loud, but are you using the underscore?
I just copy and pasted it.
I got in with the password.
Oh, that's good, Alex. I'm sorry, Robin.
I mean, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to be able to see, but I'm seeing some things.
You should be seeing the results analyzed in three tabs across.
I think I'm doing that now. It's just taking a little time, though.
I see ED evaluation results in the circle going.
and question summary, data trends, individual responses. I don't know. Is this a page that basically summarizes, or what? What is it based? Oh, okay. 10 answered, and it gives you the answers. Okay, in blue or
yeah.
red. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Right.
But it's not the individual stuff, but I see. So now let me ask you this. You know, I'm new
it's
to all of this. Can I?
It's every single.
Yeah. Can I
go
just
ahead.
Ask a question? Is okay. this how we're going? Is this how we will receive the responses as a graph, kind of indicating the responses to the questions? We will not receive the individual responses from each person.
That's what the third thing is. That's what Ms. Kila, that is, got you, Robin. That is the third tab. If you look at individual responses, you see you have question summaries.
You can look at individual responses. You have to give a number.
If I click on individual responses, I'm looking at the individual responses.
Adrian, what they do is they ask you for a number for each survey you want to look at. Right now we have 10, so if you put in 3, you'll look at the third response, whatever that
right.
is.
Right. And you can scroll through them, Alex, right?
Yeah.
Are you scrolling?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm saying everything.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
If anyone's having any problems figuring
That's
it
right.
out,
I always have some young people who know something about these things. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows that there's nothing else that we are seeing everything. There's nothing hidden that is not seen on through this link. And if anyone's having any problems or issues, Robin's very proficient, or you can call me as well, and I'll try and walk you through it.
Well, again, this is Robin. For some reason, the password that you sent me doesn't work with it. Of course, I'm one of the administrators, so I can see the surveys anyway. So I don't really need to have it work for me. As long as it works for all the other people, that's fine.
Since those of us on the personnel committee can now see the responses, it should be absolutely clear that we should not communicate what we know about the survey to anybody.
Absolutely.
Because that could affect the way people respond who haven't responded yet.
Yeah, I can go along with that. Yes, absolutely so.
Great.
Donald for the stack.
Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I think what Alice just said, I just want to amplify that we all have a fiduciary duty here to carry this out responsibly. So I would assume everybody understands that.
This is Grace. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Having had some difficulty getting into this site, I can tell you, because I did it wrong about 6 different times, you can't cut and paste it in. You have to type it in. It's case sensitive. PNB is capitalized. And
no, Grace. No, Grace.
Don't say the password.
Oh, whoa. Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
Confidential
nope,
line. Ooh, thank you for stopping me. Okay, so it's case sensitive.
Talk about it.
Whoa. Okay. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. If anyone has anything else that they want to discuss, can we get to it? And if not, maybe we could go into executive session just to talk about things like passwords and getting in and things like that the public doesn't need to know.
I'm sorry I even brought it up. I think nobody else is having any trouble with this. And if they do, they can just call me.
Sounds good.
I'm calling
all right.
Adrian. Adrian, do you mind if I call you?
I do not mind at all. That's fine.
Young man, the young person on the committee. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
And I'm one of the old ones. I could see if I was a young person saying that, but I'm one of the old ones. So I do believe in young people. I really do. Thank you.
All right. So does anyone have anything else they'd like to bring up? I do. We have from June 7th to July 7th to analyze this this data and to discuss any other outstanding matters. How does anyone have any idea how we want to go about tackling that?
Can you repeat that again, Adrian? I couldn't quite hear you.
Oh, no problem. We have from June 7th to, and I wouldn't want to wait until July 7th. So we have about 3 weeks from June 7th to, actually, Grace, can you let us know when the PNB meeting right before July 7th would be? Or does anybody know that? Because I would presume that we should have all of our data analyzed and in by that PNB meeting. And so my question, Sabrina, was, does anyone have any idea how we're going to go about tackling the data and any information that we may have to be able to present a report to the PNB by the meeting prior to July 7th? Does that make sense?
Yeah. isn't that embedded in the, sorry, Sabrina for a sec.
And Grace for a sec.
Okay, Grace.
Isn't that embedded in the SurveyMonkey? Don't they have like a graph that they, I mean, we're looking at the graphs now, right? So we can just use that information to set up the, and then put it into a written form if you want to do it that way.
Right. And preparing the report. But my question is, so we have that, and then conceivably we may have some verbal communications from people who have taken the survey who want to expand on their answers. And so we should definitely have a meeting to discuss that as well. And how are we going to, what kind of timeline are we looking at to getting all of that information together?
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
3 weeks. And then
go
ahead, Grace.
Okay, the next, we're having a regular PNB meeting on the 6th of June, and then the next one after that is on the 11th of July. So we'll have to have a special meeting for the purpose of accepting or rejecting or modifying the recommendations of the personnel committee. So we can either schedule that for June 20th or June 27th.
June 20th.
Robin to the stack.
Go ahead, Robin.
I mean, I think we should give the earlier the better for the PNB, because lots of issues may come up from the follow-up, from you know, the comments that are made in the notes. Again, I've emphasized that the PNB and the personnel committee is going to have to do a lot more analysis than just looking at the survey. It has to be discussed at both the personnel committee and the PNB, and it can't be, you know, a day before the probationary period ends. There should be time to discuss it.
Right, and
okay.
There's also the comment section in the survey that can't be graphed. the same way as everything else can. So with that and anything, any discussions that we may have outside of the survey, okay. I think, you know, and this is just my opinion, but those might be infinitely more informative in some ways than just the grading of the survey. But, yeah, go ahead. Who was on the staff? Did I hear
okay.
you, Grace?
Yeah, so I can schedule a meeting of the PNB for Thursday, June 20th, in closed session to review recommendations of the personnel committee.
So
regarding
that would mean that
the evaluation of the Pacifica.
Can I speak on this before you
executive director? Okay. No. Yeah, we'd have to decide. I'm just telling you what I would say. Review recommendation of the personnel committee regarding the evaluation of the Pacifica executive director.
Okay. We also have meetings scheduled for June. We have a meeting scheduled for June 10th, June 18th, and June 25th. What's wrong with June 25th as a date and time for us to speak before the June, I guess if we could set up June 27th as the PNB meeting? Is that too soon or too close?
Can I respond?
I'm talking to Adrian, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay. As Robin just mentioned, if the PNB as a whole has questions or wants to get further information from the personnel committee, there should be extra time to do that. So if we do it too close to the deadline of July 7th, Robin suggested having it on basically earlier, which would be the June 20th date. So it's up to everybody on this committee to decide when you'd like to make that date. I can have emergency meetings or special meetings for both dates, and then we can decide later.
Yeah,
but it's up to this body.
Yeah, I think having we might just go ahead with the 20th, but maybe we need to schedule the 27th as a possibility as well.
I don't see any reason not to schedule both and as we get closer. I mean, I agree with you, Robin, the sooner the better. But so we're gonna get our responses back June 7th. If we're aiming to make the June 20th deadline, that gives us 13 days to discuss. I think it's doable, but we just have to schedule personnel meetings within those 13 days.
Yeah, and you know, some people want a bit of free time from all of these meetings. Some people. Not everybody. I understand that, but some people do.
Yeah, everyone does. But we're up against this crazy deadline.
Yeah, believe me, I hear you loud and clear. But if we could schedule both June 20th, we have a meeting for June 18th, that would give us some idea on whether or not we need to go ahead with the June 20th date. And if not, then we already have scheduled June 27th.
Sounds good to me, but can someone tell me what personnel committee meetings we have scheduled between June 7th and June 20th right now?
Yes, I have June 10th, June 18th, June 25th.
Robin,
okay,
to this act.
Go ahead, Robin.
Those haven't been posted on the Pacific website.
Dan didn't post them? Okay. But that's what
excuse me, that's wrong. They have been posted. Let me take a look.
Okay.
One moment.
I don't see them, yeah.
Back to the calendar. See meeting list. Okay. Okay, let me go to the big calendar. Okay. So listed on the big calendar is personnel committee for June 18th and June 25th and June 10th, which is a Monday. So we have Monday, June 10th, Tuesday, June 18th, and Tuesday, June 25th.
Right, that's right.
And then let me see if it's July. Can someone else check that?
July, I don't have anything scheduled for July on my note.
July's a non-starter anyway. July's a non-starter because we have to get everything. We have, isn't Maxie's due date for his evaluation on July
7th? Yeah, the 7th. So it has to be done in June. It has to be completed by the end of June at the very latest. So we have, can anyone, can someone look on the calendar and make sure that the closed sessions that I posted look okay for the 20th of June and the 27th?
20th of June and the 27th closed session. June 3rd, personnel. It doesn't say closed or open.
June 20th.
June 20th.
The full PNB. I just posted two meetings, one on the 20th and one on the 27th.
I see them there.
You see them there? They look fine? I think so.
I mean, it's strange because they don't show up on the other list. That's all, you know, that's, I don't know. When you put it in the calendar view, you see it, but when you have the list of the meetings where I first go to, you don't see
it. They don't come up because they're closed sessions. So they don't come up that linear list. It just comes up on the calendar.
Okay.
Thanks for posting that, Grace.
You're welcome.
So it looks like, to recap, we will have two personnel committee meetings prior to June 20th to look at the data and to have our discussions. And then if we need to push that off, we have a third June 25th. And then we would have the PNB meeting on the 27th. So if we need that third meeting, we can take it. But we're hoping that we won't. And we'll get everything done by June 20th.
Sounds
good. Grace, I have a question because I'm new and I don't know how this all works. But do we write a report that we send out beforehand for everyone to review, or how does it work? Or we just have a recommendation? How does it work? What can you tell me about it?
Well, it could be done in many different ways, but I think the way that is the best is to have a written report that includes the survey results, the evaluation that this committee does, the reasons, everything should be in the report to the PNB.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if there are like 300 pages, obviously we would want to not send everything to the PNB, but have it available upon request.
Right, right.
So there would be a summary with maybe some representative, like let's say there are responses and people write a lot of comments, and the comments are, you know, if you were to cut and paste all the comments together, it would be like 100 pages of comments. So then we might want to just do a sampling of the representative comments.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And then have all of it available upon request.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sounds good.
But it'd be much more professional to have it all in writing for the PNB. And then that compilation, if there's ever any legal problem about any evaluation after that, it's all in writing. So it's all clear what any decision was based on.
Right. Right.
Of course, it all has to be completely confidential.
Indeed, of course. Okay, well, I guess I'll ask again, and I'm not in a hurry, but does anyone have anything else that they'd like to discuss before we get off this call?
Not me.
Okay, well, that was a really quick meeting. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Can I entertain a motion to end the meeting?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
We are adjourned.